I'll sing you a song of Spiro Agnew and all the things he's done.
Our tribute to John Denver is presented by the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Certainly you've heard by now that a very sad thing happened and John Denver flew his airplane into the ocean. And here with tonight's tribute to the late John Denver is my co-host and cohort, Robert.
Thank you very much.
Far out! John Denver, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. John Denver, John Denver, John Denver. Born in Roswell, looked like a Muppet. Was your mama an alien, John Denver? I thank God you were a country boy, John Denver. Wide-eyed, firm-breasted flower girls without a care and without a bra would rosin up your bow, didn't they, John Denver? Holy mackerel, John Denver, a friend of Jacques Cousteau. Wrote songs for the halibut, don't you know? Country roads took you home. With Jack Daniels, you were never alone, John Denver. You and George Burns making the rounds of the Hollywood strip clubs. A nose full of coke, a cigar in your mouth, and a 17-year-old Cambodian girl on your lap, John Denver. Henry John Duchendorfer Jr., Rocky Mountain High, John Denver, my kind of guy. Never cool, man. Put up with tons of abuse, including stupid poems by talk show goofs. Far out! John Denver. That's it. That's the whole thing. Let's see here. Glenn Miller disappeared December 15th, 1944 on a flight that was traveling from England to Paris while serving in the Army, and he was entertaining troops. That was Glenn Miller. Buddy Holly, JP the Big Bopper Richardson, and Richie Valens, of course. Country star Patsy Cline was killed in a plane crash near Camden, Tennessee, March 5th, 1963. Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bay, in a airplane crash in Wisconsin, December 10, 1967, along with the Barquets, who did the song Soul Finger. Jim Croce. Now, what does Jim Croce have in common with John Denver? Those guys were both very adult contemporary, to put it nicely. Country rockers Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines of the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band were killed in an airplane crash in Macomb, Mississippi, October 20th, 1977. Their last hit was Ooh, That Smell, Can't You Smell That Smell? Ricky Nelson died in New Year's Eve 1985 airplane crash in Texas. And of course, in the helicopter, Stevie Ray Vaughan, East Troy, Wisconsin, August 27, 1990. And 2 days ago, John Denver, piloting his own airplane under dubious circumstances.
You forgot the people in Reba McEntire's band that crashed. You lost like 3 or 4 band members in the plane crash.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Your list is horribly incomplete.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Randy Rhodes.
You forgot about Randy Rhodes.
What happened to Randy?
He crashed a plane.
They were out barnstorming, and they narrowly missed smacking into the bus Ozzy was sleeping in and crashed.
They hit the roof of a house.
What's wrong with this picture? And you know, I've been thinking, isn't it funny how everyone that's associated with the Clinton family, especially lawyers, usually wind up dead, missing, or committing suicide? Mysteriously, though, of course, it's never a simple suicide. It's always a mysterious suicide. Does that seem weird to you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what else seems weird to me is the Clintons are now in bed, of course, with the Gore family, consisting of Albert Gore, our next president, and Tipper Gore. And seeing as how Tipper Gore used to be the main bitch of the PMRC, that's the Parents Musical Research Center, which they went out to get Prince and everybody and to stop bad lyrics and records. And there are labels now. See it work, kids. You let them go too far and they got labels on all your records. Go to Walgreens and you'll see what I mean. No, wait a minute. They don't carry the ones
Walmart.
With labels. Yeah, they don't carry the ones with labels, so censorship did work, Tipper. Tipper pulled it off. Now, is it any coincidence to you that one by one, all of the musicians who were defending artistic integrity and freedom from the evil clutches of the PMRC back in 1984, 1985, are starting to die one by one? First, of course, Frank Zappa. 2 years ago, Frank Zappa passed on. I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just saying it seems a little
weird.
You're
just out and out saying it.
And then yesterday or Sunday afternoon, John Denver was next. Who's next? That guy from Twisted Sister?
Now listen, you know, when this stuff was going down, Dee Snider of Twisted Sister gave all the credit into the world to little Henry John Duchendorf for the second.
Who's that?
John Denver. Because Dee said, listen, Frank got up there and was such a smart aleck, was such a smart ass, and they already knew that he was a goofball anyway.
And they already knew that his records were dirty, some of the dirtiest records out there.
They knew that Frank was, and he tried to talk down to him, and he was horrible. And they knew, and they knew that Dee got up there with his, you know, his wig and his filed down teeth, and he was a heavy metal goofball. They knew that they took whatever he said with a huge block of salt. But when little John Denver got up there, thank God I'm a country boy, and talked about parental rights and responsibilities, and talked about artistic freedom, the senator's wives kind of stood up and took notice a little bit, much more than he did with Frank Zappa, who they dismissed, and with Dee Snider, who they dismissed.
You know, I think history has proven that John Denver was right all along when he said that the artists that would be hardest hit by censorship and labeling would be the mainstream rated G-type artists. Artists like John Denver who more or less keep it clean and do more family-oriented type material. Guys like him don't sell records anymore. See, what happened to his career since the early 80s? Since Annie's Song? Where's John Denver's career gone since Annie's Song? Right down to crapper? John Denver doesn't write any songs that need to be labeled, censored, or otherwise restricted from hearing.
Well, who else is still big from 72? I mean, where's Neil Diamond nowadays? When's the last
Stones.
Time Neil Diamond had
the
a big
Stones.
Hit? What was the last good Stones record? Undercover?
That's stretching it, too.
No, that's a good record. Not a great record. For a Stones record, it's average. But for most of music, it's good. Not great. Not fantastic.
You know just we're really right. Good. You know we're right. Yeah. You know we're right. If we could get Tipper Gore up here, and of course we can't, because she's the future First Lady, and she's already got plenty of Secret Service protection. But if we could get Tipper in here, we'd tell her, we'd congratulate her, and then we'd tell her, hey, you know, you won. You got censorship, and you killed the career of John Denver. It's all over. Tipper Gore, you murdered John Denver. Thank you very much.
I think that's overstating the case
a
little bit.
No, it's not. Not at all. Not at all. Not even a little bit. Tipper Gore murdered John Denver completely. She's completely responsible. Just the same as all the talk show radio hosts on the AM dial are responsible for the Oklahoma City bombing. It all works the same way. There's no double standards for everyone, all right? Rush Limbaugh blew up the Oklahoma City building, and Tipper Gore flew John Denver's airplane into the drink Sunday afternoon.
Was that a stab at satire?
No! That's the truth! Nothing satirical about it. If I wanted to be satirical, I would have said something funny.
Are you making fun of the Democrats now?
No, I'm not!
You're making fun of Bill Clinton because he said that, you know, hate speech kind of fueled the flames.
Whatever, dude. Now you're starting that crappy rhetoric. Come on, Rob, you're above that yourself. You don't want to be responsible for somebody's death, do you?
I don't know what point you're making.
Shut up!
The only death I'm going to be responsible for is yours.
If it happens, my lawyers are coming to you. The lawyers are going to be knocking on the door of Mr. and Mrs. Erhosh or something. Well, we need to have to talk to him.
Well, wait, give me 30.
Back before 1984, back before all the PMRC hearings, how many times did you hear of John Denver getting pulled over with a DUI, huh? Did he have a reason to drink? Did he need to escape from his otherwise dreary? No, because life was fine. He had his Muppets, he had his George Burns movies, and everything was going great for Mr. John Denver. What's his real name again?
Henry John Deutschendorfer II.
Okay, Deutschendorfer was doing okay before Tipper Gore came along. After Tipper Gore came along, what happened? Johnny Boy started to drink. He started going up in those Rocky Mountains and getting high and drinking too much beer. And how? He had a reputation for drinking, didn't he? He was always getting pulled over and getting DUIs. I know twice a year, just like that guy that played Willis on Different Strokes, he was always getting in trouble. He was always getting in the newspaper, and not because he had a new album out.
Chris,
wasn't putting out any more albums because they weren't selling. After any song, nobody wanted to hear anymore because he wouldn't have a little caution.
No, we didn't
read parents,
it.
Don't let your kids buy this record. Wouldn't happen, all right? But look. Because of Tipper Gore, John Boy started to drink. He started to drink and drive. He not only put his own life in danger, but he put the life of others in danger, including his loved ones. And now look what happened. He went up in an airplane because he was probably drinking, and he flew it right into the damn water. Tipper Gore.
You're missing one aspect. You're missing one.
What am I missing?
One very important
What's
aspect
that?
Of John Denver's life.
Educate me, Rob.
Somebody needs to. Who was his neighbor? Who did he live near? Who did he run into quite often?
Who?
Dr. Hunter S. Thompson.
Mm.
They lived very close to each other out in Colorado. Sometimes John would sit on his porch with his guitar, sing the songs, and Hunter would start shooting at him.
Mm.
I don't know if that part of it is not true, but if you read the writings
of Hunter... Because of Tipper, he started running with the wrong crowd and drinking and abusing the mind-altering substances. It just wasn't right.
Hunter's not the wrong crowd.
Yes, he
He's
is.
He's the right crowd.
He's gonzo.
Well, you got to be strong if you're going to hang with the bull.
Well, John Denver wasn't a strong guy. He was a folk singer.
He was a folk singer. But look at those album covers. He's there. He's like out in the woods. He's got the boots on. He's got the jeans. He's got the flannel shirt. He is Mr. L.L. Bean, Mr. $25,000 RV, four-wheel drive mountain vehicle 27 years ago. This guy was way ahead of his time. I mean, now you got oh my gosh, what's that dude's name? The dude that like has his own clothes and he has Eddie Bauer. You got LL Bean. You got ton the American Eagle. All this outdoor.
I don't necessarily think that Eddie Bauer is responsible for the death of John Denver, but Tipper Gore is directly responsible, and I hold her accountable for John Denver's death. I hope somebody goes ahead and files charges against that.
So when you can't say anything clever, you say something outrageous. Is that how you're going to work it?
It's the truth.
Okay.
And you know it. You know I'm right.
No.
You're just thinking you're being a good radio guy by disagreeing with me.
No,
I'm
just
stirring up controversy. But when we're driving to the White Castle tonight,
no,
you're going to say, Chris,
"Listen, knucklehead."
What? You were right all along.
What I'm thinking is, we came on the air about an hour and 57 minutes ago, and nary a single thought popped in your empty little noggin. So you got desperate and started making up weird crap at the end of the show.
This isn't weird crap. This is the truth.
Okay. Play your little song and get out of here.
This song is for all the fans of John Denver who miss him and who would like to hold Tipper Gore accountable for his death. Go get him, Tigers.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.